You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
I'm back. Rudrance for our Black and White Sports. Well, it became pretty clear this past week when the Washington Post wrote a hit piece on Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones that the media was trying to gain traction towards the goal of canceling Jerry Jones, as they have done so many others in the past. John Gruden is one that comes to mind, eventually losing his job, and we know that the media has grabbed news stories, and it's gotten so much traction that sports owners have, in fact, been forced into selling their teams. Well, I think the Washington Post kind of underestimated the power of Jerry Jones. We said this last week, myself and John both, that Jerry Jones is the most powerful man in the NFL. Jerry Jones has created so many policies and done so much with marketing, moving other teams around to different markets, including the LA Rams leaving St. Louis, and has so much influence. He has made the NFL billions upon billions of dollars. And this past week, Stephen A. Smith was asked to comment on the situation. And Stephen A. Smith is ESPN's largest personality, most highest paid personality, this side of only two that I can think of that's with the company, and they just joined recently. That's Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. And they actually call games. Well, Stephen A. Smith on First Take was asked about the Jerry Jones thing. And surprisingly, Stephen A. Smith did not take the bait. In fact, he stepped up and he defended Jerry Jones. And he could see Stephen A. Smith, blind squirrel finds a nut theory, could see what the media was going to try to do here in an attempt to get Jerry Jones fired. Well, that sort of came and went until today. Now, one of the most woke, and I'm just going to come out and say it, woke, race-baiting, and racist individuals that's still left at ESPN, I mean, Jemele Hill is gone at this point, is one, Mark Jones. Now, him and RG3, they sort of are the sixth broadcast team for college football. In other words, they're calling like Maryland versus UConn kind of games. So we don't hear much from Mark Jones. He also covers college basketball. Well, it seems Mark Jones wants you to know, or maybe he didn't want you to know, but it was caught, that he didn't appreciate Stephen A. Smith's take on Jerry Jones. What did he do? He decided to like a tweet. And Outkick uses the word insinuating colleague Stephen A. Smith is a coon for defending Jerry Jones. Well, if you like the tweet, in my opinion, you're co-signing it. All right? And when you post something that's related to a black person and there's a coon involved, there is no insinuating there. That's exactly what you're doing, is you're calling that said black person a coon. One of the most repugnant and disgusting things you can possibly do to somebody that is black is call them a coon. It is so disrespectful. And it seems that ESPN commentator Mark Jones is just fine with that. He's telling you exactly how he really feels about Stephen A. Smith. So now we got a little ESPN on ESPN crime going on. ESPN commentator Mark Jones endorsed a video on Twitter that seems to call ESPN colleague Stephen A. Smith a coon for his defense of Cowboys owner Jerry Jones. Last week, Smith accused the Washington Post of trying to, quote, eradicate Jones for manufacturing a story about a photo from 1957 when he was 14 years old. I mean, okay, an entire life ago, but okay. In which he stood in the back of a crowd of white students blocking six black students from the entryway of a high school. In response, a race hustler named Bishop Talbert Swan quote tweeted Smith's segment on Monday with a cartoon singing the words, "Look at that coon." Mark Jones liked the tweet shortly thereafter. The quote tweet sits atop of Jones's timeline of likes at the time of publication. There it is right there. There's the little coon right there. There's Bishop Talbert Swan. And there is, of course, Stephen A. Smith. I'm very fond of Jerry Jones. He doesn't deserve what is happening to him. So Mark Jones liked that tweet from Bishop Talbert Swan. And these are the various clips. Let's just look at this. Mark Jones also spent his Monday retweeting a post that compared Jerry Jones standing in the back of a crowd at 14 years old to Chris Brown brutally beating Rihanna. Quote, "When it's Chris Brown, if it's once an abuser, always abuser, then with Jerry Jones, why isn't it once a racist, always a racist?" Hashtag Team DL tweeted D.L. Hughley, which Jones shared. Wow, Mark Jones shared that. "Downplaying an assault on Rihanna is not a route we expected Mark Jones to take. That said, baseless racist gibberish has come to define his career." Yeah, Mark Jones has a laundry list of racist things he has done over the past 24 months or so, maybe longer. Mark Jones' recent highlights include sharing a tweet that says 49ers linebacker Nick Bosa deserved a torn ACL for supporting Trump. He asserted that police are more likely to shoot black people dead than escort them to safety. Jones tweeted he would never again allow a white officer to escort him to a college football game. Wow. Jones spread tweets telling Rush Limbaugh to, quote, "rot in hell" moments after the conservative radio host's wife announced his death. Jones announced during two separate NBA games that the police had, quote, "murdered an unarmed Jacob Blake." Plot twist, Jacob Blake is still alive. And, of course, as we know, he was armed. We did those videos. In fact, I think we did a video on everything that's listed here involving Mark Jones. So that should serve as a sufficient refresher of the character we have at hand. Mark Jones has publicly celebrated the injuries and deaths of those who do not share his political views. Any other network would have fired him for such repeated bigoted behavior, but not ESPN. Rather, company PR execs Josh Kruszewicz and Chris Lakapaka continue to defend Jones. ESPN won't even say Jones' comments don't represent the network. We've asked. ESPN instead elevated the zany broadcaster standing at the network. ESPN recently re-signed him to a new contract and promoted him to the NBA Finals as commentator last summer when Mike Breen was unavailable. And that's how you make it in sports broadcasting, kids. However, sharing a tweet clearly calling Stephen A. Smith a coon could be the one line ESPN won't allow Jones to cross. Smith is the face of ESPN. He's the network's most notable personality. And because Smith is black, Jones cannot cite racism should ESPN address his behavior. Of course he can. Of course he can. The extreme left has made a hobby out of calling black men white supremacist. I mean, of course he can. It won't stop this dumbass sumbitch from pulling the race card. Of course he will. Come on. Stephen A. Smith certainly won't appreciate a replaceable, talent-challenged employee publicly endorsing a tweet that mocks him as a racist and a derogatory term. Outkick emailed both Mark Jones and ESPN for comment. Neither has responded. We hope they do at some point to update the story. So, it's going to be very interesting to see. And look, I would not put this past Stephen A. Smith to call him out on First Take or on one of his other shows that he is involved with. I assure you, the one thing Stephen A. Smith is not is afraid to get in Mark Jones's ass sideways if it comes right down to it. Will he? I don't know. But it wouldn't shock me one bit. It wouldn't. Now, what's amazing is Stephen A. Smith is very woke and is a pretty good history of race baiting himself. But yet, he has this one take where he, blind squirrel finds a nut, is totally lucid, very correctly defends Jerry Jones, gets called a coon, and his fellow ESPN brethren agrees. Mark Jones just essentially called Stephen A. Smith a coon. Wow. Little ESPN on ESPN crime. Mark Jones, by the way, absolutely detests white people. Absolutely does. Make no mistake about it. He's made it clear he hates the police. And that got him a contract extension and the ability to actually, at some points, do NBA final games. Now, to the NBA fans that are actually still sitting through that crap, they probably love Mark Jones. I know most of our subscriber base is not watching or consuming the NBA at all anymore. Or ESPN, for that matter. Peace. I'm out. Till next time. Black and White Network supporters, make sure you go over and check out the Black and White Network merchandise store. 25% off USA First. 25% off USA First. Go now.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.